to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Greetings, this is the automatically deleted husband. Automatically deleted again. I continued to find my video that I did years ago, What Model Does a Religious Leadership Follow, Past and Present, continues to get new traffic because of that, apparently because of that comment I made by Press for Truth out of Canada, who talked about the Canadian pastor who kicked out a bunch of cops out of his church. And anyway, that's continued to be a fiasco for all parties involved. But anyway, I watched yesterday Proverbs 1984 because I did that, 2.5, 3 years ago, whatever it was. I think it's 2.5 years ago. Obviously it's satire. Besides quoting Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, I actually read part of the book, 1984. Since I watched it again, that part from the book describes today remarkably well. The changing of language, the submission to the authority, the blind submission to authorities. We see what's happening, especially with masks and with vaccines, is exactly described in that. And I really, there's a T-shirt you can get with George Orwell's picture on it, and I think the line is something like, "I guess I nailed it." Because it is a remarkably good description of what's happening now in so many ways. But as I pointed out before, because I agree with him, Aldous Huxley, who wrote Brave New World in 1948, when the book 1984 came out, sent a letter to George Orwell and said, it's an excellent book, but he thinks his was more accurate, and I agree with him, because we're sedated, and that's what, you know, and that class tiers that Brave New World talks about. Yes, I think you can see that lived out dramatically, I recommend it. I recommend you actually take a moment. Watch Proverbs 1984. It's only 5 minutes or so, I think. And consider how well Orwell described today. One other thing happened. A gentleman who I've enjoyed, I've actually sent my family several of his DVDs, James Corbett. Today, he was banned from YouTube, his video platform that has literally received tens of millions of views, was taken off. He did a program today called Science Says, and he basically says all sorts of the same things that I've said over and over again, you know, about the idea that the difference between scientists and science. He says it quite well, and obviously points out the fallacy behind the various things around the COVID-19 pandemic that's occurring. And so that was his, you know, third strike. See, I only have one strike with YouTube because of hate speech for proclaiming Christ. But, you know, give me time. But he reached number 3 today, and he was taken off. And he has his own servers and whatnot. But one of the things that Shofar Nexus has developed, you know, is the technology, one, to be able to gain, because it's no longer somebody else's server. It's not go from YouTube to BitChute to Odyssey or the various other platforms out there, but to go to your own. And it doesn't require so many of the systems, the domain name system, there's a golden opportunity. It's just, I got to find people who care. And it's really been hard. I just watched in 2018, September of 2018, so 2.5 years ago, about the same time I did Proverbs 1984, I think, I did a video called Patrasolve, Censorship and Privacy. And I just watched it. Again, it's there for the asking. And I really wonder who cares. You know, the issue I pointed out about the obvious Bitcoin. People are looking at, oh, that's our freedom. No, it's not. It's just a different form of enslavement, because the blockchain, the distributed blockchain, it's malarkey. It just sounds good because it's distributed, but it's still centralized. It's physically distributed, but logically centralized. And that's the issue. There's the tracing aspects and all sorts of issues behind it. And there are takedown techniques. You know, one of the things I've pondered actually trying to describe this, because there are a lot of people, some of the big players, I think, what's his name, Elon Musk and somebody else has bought, I mean, literally billions of dollars of Bitcoin. And what happens when you do that? You limit the supply that's remaining. And it opens the door to inflating the price, so your value goes up. But it also allows you to suddenly say, okay, my Bitcoins are worth $50,000 a piece or whatever. I'll sell them to anybody for a dollar. And suddenly the market collapses. And you wipe out everybody else. I mean, this is how warfare works. And watch, it may indeed happen. You heard it here first! there are serious games being played. And what is the solution? Cling to Christ. Not institutions that claim his name. Cling to Christ. My lady, my family, all of you. I love you.